Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, January 18th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Freston Causewayed Enclosure. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, your guide on this journey of exploring fascinating knowledge nuggets from the world's largest online encyclopedia, Wikipedia. Today's topic promises to be a journey back in time to an era when human ingenuity began to take root in novel ways. We'll be discussing the Freston Causewayed Enclosure, a relic from the Neolithic era. Imagine for a moment a countryside landscape in what we now call Suffolk, England. The year is somewhere around 3000 BC, long before any recorded history, yet crucial for understanding how early human societies started shaping their world. The Freston Causewayed Enclosure is a perfect example of how our ancestors began to manipulate their environment for reasons that remain part mystery and part logical deduction. Officially classified as a type of prehistoric earthwork, these enclosures are some of the earliest monumental structures constructed by human societies. Each one offers a window into prehistoric life. Now, why do you think these structures were built? Is it for practical necessities like defense or agriculture? Or is there a deeper, perhaps more cultural or spiritual purpose? These are the kinds of questions that continue to intrigue archaeologists today. The name Causewayed Enclosure refers to earthen banks interrupted by a series of ditches and causeways. It's a design that seems unique, yet traces a pattern across much of northwestern Europe. What's particularly fascinating about this design is that there's no single agreed-upon reason for their construction. Various theories propose that they could have served as community gathering spots, trading hubs, sites for ritualistic activities, or even cemeteries. Have you ever considered how context can define space? This is an essential question when examining the structures of the Freston Causewayed Enclosure. Unlike the fortifications we're familiar with today, these enclosures weren't singularly for defense. The gaps in the causeways suggest controlled access, an invitation under certain conditions. Imagine a place where communities congregated, maybe for seasonal rituals, maybe to barter goods, or perhaps to simply share in communal activities, an early form of social networking. The Freston site first garnered attention back in 1965 when aerial photographs revealed its outline. The images unlocked a part of Britain's archaeological map that had remained hidden for millennia. Excavations over the years have revealed flints, pottery, and other relics that are clues into the lifeways of the people from this prehistoric era. At this point, I'd like to share an anecdote. Some time back, a researcher recounted how a local farmer had often discovered bits of flint and pottery on his land. Intrigued but uncertain of their significance, he gathered them like treasure, not realizing they were literal pieces of history. Once experts began looking into his findings, those small puzzles revealed the larger picture of a once thriving prehistoric site. This brings to light how everyday life and groundbreaking discoveries often coexist quietly until recognized. Let's ponder for a moment. What do you think compels us to revisit and uncover our distant pasts like this? Is it simply curiosity, or is it something more? Perhaps a deep-seated need to understand our foundations so that we can better grasp who we are today. Whether you're contemplating that or simply enjoying a cup of coffee, I'd like to underscore the lasting impact of these ancient enclosures. They provide us with more than just historical data. They offer narratives of human thought, community, and evolution. The Freston Causewayed Enclosure continues to educate us about the adaptability and complexity of human communities. As an emblem of a pivotal moment in human history, it also invites us to imagine what life might have been like when the world was a very different place. You know, when we delve into slices of our shared history, we're doing more than filling in blanks. We're understanding the nuances that shape our present. How much of these ancient behaviors can we trace within ourselves and our societies today? Before we wrap up this episode, I want to extend a call to action. Next time you're hiking or visiting a historical site, take a moment to pause, to wonder about the once thriving communities that might have walked those paths. What stories do the landscapes around you have yet to share? Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. We've traversed 5,000-year-old paths today in search of ancient understandings. Keep your minds open and your curiosity piqued. Until next time, take care and ponder the wonders around you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Freston Causewayed Enclosure. Thanks for listening. See you next time.